Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens, or split. Gamble responsibly.
Hello, everyone. This is your Sydney Race podcast preview for Saturday from Sky Sports Radio. And Paul Joyce has done the form. And I guess, Paul, as I welcome you in, we're looking towards maybe the prospect of a soft, maybe a heavy track come the weekend.
Yes, Andrew, it's very tricky to give you the quaddy on a Thursday morning, because at the moment the track's basically a good four, soft five. But the forecast is tipping anywhere between about 40 and 90 mils in the next 48 hours. So if that arrives, we're looking at a soft or a very heavy track. Whether or not that rain will hit Rose Hill, well, we don't know. It'll definitely hit the coast. So it's going to be a tricky one. But for what it's worth, this quaddy has been done for basically a heavy eight sort of surface. So look, if by chance the rain happens to miss, we will totally update this quaddy on Saturday morning when I speak to you between 10 and 10:30.
Yep, you'll do that pending scratchings and the like. All right, so these are the early thoughts, and obviously you've done your form knowing that there's going to be some rain coming on the way. So what about the Premier's Cup here? Race 6 over the 1900. I guess, you know, Grey Lion comes back, but you've got the majority of these that have had at least one, two, or maybe even more runs than that.
Yeah, it's an interesting race, and I think Wolf obviously holds the key, the favourite. He just keeps winning races. He sort of keeps taking that next step up, and he's one of the on-pace runners here in a race where there doesn't look to be too much pressure. So I think he'll get his chance. I'll put him in for second. For the quaddie, we'll go 5, 9, 6, and 7. I'm really interested in this horse, Come Play With Me, the former West Aussie, now with Chris Waller. He's won 12 of his 27 starts. So he's won 5 more races than any of his rivals here. And his trial at Rose Hill over 1,000 metres on the 20th of August, it was just an outstanding trial. He just bounced to the front. Hugh Bowman had a hold of him. He won by the trial by 3.5 lengths. And he's just a horse who brings totally different form to this race. He loves wet tracks. If we happen to get a soft or heavy track, I think he'll firm significantly. So you might have something on him now at around about $9, $9.50 with Tab fixed odds, because I think he'll be one of the major players. Obviously, Nine Wolf, he'll be hard in the market, but he's never raced on a soft or heavy track. So you've always got that little niggle in the back of your mind, will he handle it? Whereas you know for a fact that Come Play With Me loves it. Then we've got a horse like Girl Tuesday, who's been a bit hit and miss when she gets on soft and heavy tracks. I know Chris Waller thinks she's a lot better on top of the ground. But look, she has won twice in the soft, and she was brilliant winning first up this prep. So I think she's got to go in. And number 7, So You Win, well, he is a wet tracker. He's won 3 times on soft, and he loves Rose Hill. He's had 3 wins here at Rose Hill. So I'm sort of covering all our bases there. I really like Come Play With Me, but for the quaddie, I'm happy to go 5, 9, 6, and 7.
5, 9, 6, and 7. We know one stable that can maintain horses' forms, and that's Chris Waller, and he's doing it with Come Play With Me, isn't he?
Oh, exactly right. And, you know, if he can improve this horse from what it's done in West Australia, well, you know, this horse could be a major player in some of the big staying races during the spring.
Yeah, for sure. All right, the Ming Dynasty quality is race 7 over the 1,400 metres, and we've got so many horses, three-year-olds with potential here, Paul.
Yeah, we do. And we've got some of the two favoured runners, for example, haven't got any wet track experience. So this is a really tricky race as well. Speed-wise, I've got a good tempo here. Academy will kick up from the inside gate. Satin Rain, Mystery Trick. So I think the favourites will get their chance, 5 and 6. And for the quaddie, I'm going 5, 6, 1. The big risk is none of these have soft or heavy track form. So we've just got to hope one of these three get through it. And I think we'll still get the cash. 5, Subadar on top. 2 from 2. Brilliant winning, beating Wimlar and Denawi at his second start, coming from off speed. He'll just take a sit off them here. And I've gone through his trials, and he's managed to handle soft and heavy really well at the trial, but it's always different under race conditions. But I'm happy to go with him just ahead of the 6, Maddie Rocks. She's a Fastnet Rock filly for Chris Waller. She rocked at home at Kensington behind Pandemic in that sizzling run there on the 17th of August. That was first up. So she'll lead up the 1,400 again. She's never raced on soft or heavy, and she's actually never trialled on it either. So that's why I just leant towards Subadar. And David Van Dyke's bringing one down, Alligator Blood, 3 from 3. He waltzed home first up at Doomben. And again, we haven't seen him on a soft or heavy track. But if he gets through it, I think you've got to have him in your quaddie. So we're going 5, 6, 1. We just need one of them to be able to handle a wet track, if we get a wet track.
Understand. So 5, 6, and 1 at this stage. Race 8, the Tab Handicap. Condor, the bottom one, has already come out, number 17. So at this stage, a large lineup over the 1,200 here.
What a benchmark 88. I don't think I've seen a better benchmark 88 in Sydney racing, full stop. This could be a listed race, a Group 3 race, and you would not blink an eyelid. It is just chock full of good quality horses, and there's a lot of speed in the race. For the quaddie, you're going to need a pen with a lot of ink. We've got 12-7-1-8-3-6. So 12-7-1-8-3-6. We'll whiz through them. Physique is my top pick. She's undefeated from 3 starts. She's already a listed winner. She's won twice, soft and heavy, and she's drawn perfectly. So I just think she ticks all the boxes you want if you're betting on a Thursday. Number 7, Desert Lord. Hasn't been seen since he bolted in here at Rose Hill. He's won a trial at Warwick Farm, looked really good. And he's performed really well on soft tracks. He's got barrier 2. So I think he's the safe play for 2nd. All Too Royal, what about his first up win at the Kensington track? Came from last. He drew 12 of 13. Now he's come up with barrier 1. And he'll only carry an extra kilo after the claim for Billy Owen. So I think he's got to go in somewhere fairly high up. Number 8, Hortbury on her. Well, look at this. She's won her last 3 starts. She's 2 from 2 on soft. She's drawn out. But what a smart mare she is. And I've only got her 4th pick. Mr. Songman goes in for 5th. I mean, his first up run behind All Too Royal was terrific. He'll strip fitter for that. Probably not as proven on the soft and heavy as the others, but you've got to have him in. And then you've got a horse like number 6, Beau Ideal, former French sprinter. And note, he is a sprinter. He's not one of these horses resuming to try and get over further. This is his trip. And he's been gelded since joining James Cummings. And his last trial, he ran 3rd behind Red Zealand Nature Strip in a trial. So how exciting to see him at the races. It's just one of those horrific fields. 12-7-1-8-3-6.
Yeah, what a race. A benchmark 88. And there's going to be some form coming out of that one, Paul.
Yeah, so I can't remember a better benchmark 88 ever in Sydney. And when you've got a horse like Beau Ideal, a Group 3 place getter, having his first run in Australia, and I can only find him 6th. It's quite amazing.
Yeah, it is. 12-7-1-8-3-6 at this stage for Paul in race 8. The last, the Australian Turf Club Handicap. No scratchings at this stage. How's the pace over 1,100?
There's a lot of it, which is good, because I've got to go with God of Thunder despite drawing poorly again. I just thought his first up run on the Kensington track was outstanding over 1,000 metres, and I was always going to back him if he got to 1,100 second up. I would have loved him to have drawn a soft gate, but he hasn't. But luckily, there's a lot of speed in the race, and he has won on a soft track before. So I'm going to stick with him. 9, 8, and 14 are the numbers. The 8, Roosevelt, well, he is an absolute mudlark, this horse. And if he gets a heavy track, I think they're betting around $7.50 at the moment. Well, I think he'll start clear-cut second favourite on a heavy, because the couple of times he's been on it, he's absolutely swum. So keep that in mind with Roosevelt going into our quaddie. And number 14 is Way Up in the Sky. Well, she's a lightly raced schnitzel filly. She's already won on a heavy 8 track last prep, and then she was very sharp first up at Newcastle. She broke 32.5 coming home there, which is really quick, and obviously she ticks the wet track box. So we'll go 9, 8, 14, Andrew, to round out the quaddie. $22 for 10% at the moment, so we've just gone over our usual budget, but it's that sort of day. We've had to cover a few bases with the prospect of some heavy rain. But we won't know until Saturday morning. But I think the good thing on Saturday morning, we will know by then, because they're not tipping any rain on Saturday, really. So hopefully by Saturday morning, 10 o'clock, we know exactly where we stand.
All right, that gives you a kickstart on the quaddie. And Paul, as he has said, 10 o'clock Saturday morning for all the very latest after all the scratchings. Paul, thank you for your time.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Andrew.
That's our Sydney podcast preview for Sydney racing at Rose Hill on Saturday.